I've been waiting for this category.
Yeah, well, the stag won by a lot.
Yes, because because that moment was just so stupid. Everyone wanted to express how stupid they felt it was.
Now, I voted for the second place. I voted for Shaggy Dog's tiny but well-preserved head, because that was pretty stupid.
Maybe it actually was taxidermied and we're being unfair.
It was really small. It was like the size of a potato. It was so bad. Shireen's stag, even if we can say, okay, this piece of wood would have survived, I really mm-hmm. don't want to claim to be an expert on how things burn. The fact that it was 20 feet from Winterfell.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because there's no way around that anymore. Last season you could have claimed there was some kind of time compression, but, they went to the parley and they said the battle's going to be the next morning. And between that and the battle, they returned to that place.
So, and they wanted to dig trenches.
2 hours tops?
Yeah, at most. But correct me if I'm wrong, Julia, you were actually excited for this category because of the third place winner.
Yes, Dawn with the sun emoji on the pommel. No, it's just this to me was the prime example of the whole cargo cult thing that I kept mentioning during the season. Just they had this whole thing in the second Tower of Joy scene where they made sure the camera was focused on Ned putting Dawn against the bed, right? As though it's supposed to mean something to us.
It's the emoji heart.
But just how could this mean anything at all to a Shonen-y watcher?
I think my favorite part is that they spent all the time focusing on Dawn, but they still gave him dusk or whatever to dual wield. What the fuck? Was it important or not?
Yeah, exactly. They wanted to have their cake and eat it too, I guess you can say.
Oh my god. Well, too bad Mary-Kate and Ashley weren't there to tell them why they can't do that.
Exactly. Don't tell Mary-Kate and Ashley what they can't do, though. They'll get mad.